Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Catholic Church has a new pope, and he has local roots. Cardinal Robert Prevost, who has chosen the name Pope Leo XIV, was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. Sabine Shumsey grew up in West Suburban Darien and is currently on a trip to Rome. Shumsey joined the throng of people watching the new pope speak in Rome, but phone service was spotty, so she says it took a minute to realize exactly where he was from.
We didn't know who it was, and then people were getting it from their friends. And then the tour guide that I had a couple days ago messaged me mid-speech of the Pope, and he was like, he's from Chicago, just like you. And that's kind of when I realized exactly who and where this Pope was from. So it was just overall such a wonderful experience.
Shumsey says the crowd near her was surprised by the appointment of an American Pope. And lots of local reaction to this election. In a post on X, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the election is a historic moment for the Chicago area native and says Pope Leo ushers in a, quote, new chapter at a time when we need compassion, unity, and peace. Also, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says everything dope, including the Pope, comes from Chicago. The mayor offered his congratulations to Pope Leo XIV on X as well. A new exhibition is on display at Wrightwood 659 in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood that is attracting a lot of local attention. It's called The First Homosexuals, The Birth of a New Identity, 1869 to 1939. It features more than 300 pieces, all focused on the queer experience. Joining me now is WBEZ arts and culture reporter Courtney Kippers.
So tell me a little bit about what's in this exhibition.
The first thing to know is that it is really giant. You mentioned more than 300 paintings, drawings, photographs, sculptures, and it all stretches across all three floors of Wrightwood 659, which, if folks don't know, that's a privately owned museum in Lincoln Park. Like you said, it was opened back in 2018 by Fred Eichner, the businessman and philanthropist. But some of the pieces that are on view in this exhibition include early photographs of people dressed in drag. There's what is believed to be the first same-sex wedding ever portrayed in art. And then there's a really nice portrait section, and that includes portraits of iconic queer Americans like Gertrude Stein and James Baldwin.
And you spoke with the curator of this all-encompassing exhibition. What was his motivation for putting it together?
Yeah, Jonathan D. Katz is the curator here. He is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's really a leading voice in queer art history. He spent 8 years on this, along with his associate curator and 22 advisors around the world. And what he's doing here in this exhibition is really exploring the question, what if we did not see sexuality as a binary? And so to do that, he dives deep into this time period before Western civilization saw gay and straight as these two polarized identities. And that's why it begins in 1869. That's when the term homosexual was first coined.
So I guess Chicago is going to be the only place this exhibition will be on display. Why?
That's right. For now, Chicago will be the exhibition's only stop where the show is seen in full. And that's despite the curators shopping it around globally for years and offering it to other museums for free, including the cost to transport all of this art. Here's what Katz told me about why he thinks they did not get more interest.
I think a lot of this, and I really want to underscore this, is rank cowardice, because U.S. museums aren't federally funded by and large. They're private donors, and a director with gumption can convince those donors of the merit of an important exhibition in a little examined topic. And that has not happened is an unfortunate statement about our museum culture in the United States.
So now that you've had some time to sit with the exhibition after visiting it, what are your thoughts on everything you saw, everything you experienced as a whole?
I will say there is just so much art here. And Katz actually told me that the exhibition space is still too small. He had dwindled it from 600 pieces he wanted to include. So if you're going to go, I would say just plan on giving yourself some time. And also, just a note, advance tickets are required. And Wrightwood's executive director, Jan Kalish, said they have sold more advance tickets for this show than any other exhibition at Wrightwood's in Wrightwood's history.
That was WBEZ arts and culture reporter Courtney Kippers. Wrightwood 659 is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Weather for today, clouds giving way to sun, windy, high near 57, cooler by the lake. Tonight, clear and colder with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.